Before we get to Brian Myers, Phil Mickelson made his debut on the seniors tour this week, and it's fair to say he did quite well. It just finished overnight, a three-round event. He won. He shot 22 under for his three rounds, 24 birdies and one eagle, and won by four shots.
Now, Wally, how flat are you about that?
No,
we know
not
you're aiming for the seniors tour.
No, it didn't sort of go down so well, to be honest. It's a bit of a setback.
Did they play off the whites in the seniors tour, or did they bring it forward a little bit? What happens there?
Well, I mean, you look at some of the players in the field. You know, Ernie Els, Jim Furyk, Steve Stricker. Like, it's now becoming almost like a PGA event. Phil Mickelson, it was a par 4, 350 metres. He's put the ball on the green and sunk the putt for eagle. So, yeah. It's a very different seniors tour to what I thought it was going to be when I made my pledge.
They might have to start categorising it between, you know, if you're 50 and 60, 60 and 70, 70 and 80. I think they might
like
have
the Masters
divisions.
Games.
Yes.
That's right. Exactly. Brian Myers does join us from the Cats. Obviously, Geelong flying at the moment, and they've got a massive game tomorrow night against the Western Bulldogs. Brian, thanks for joining us.
No worries. Thanks for having me, guys.
Now, I'm really keen to ask you straight off the top. Do you feel you're a better team this year than last year? Obviously, last year you had such a great home and away season. Do you feel that you're better as you approach another final series?
I think it's a tough question because of the different situations that we're in. But I feel both years we've put ourselves in a great position to perform. Last year we had a 20-point lead in the prelim final at halftime, so I don't think we can be much better suited than that. It was just about us finishing off the work that we've done throughout the year, put ourselves into the grand final to play off for it. But then this year, we've done the work again. I think the situation that we're in does suit us comfortably compared to some other teams due to our experience and leadership of some of our players. So I don't think we have to be worried going into a final series that we can't perform. I'm pretty excited for it.
Brian, when you look through the midfield, you've got your out-and-out superstars, of course, and the rise of Cam Guthrie this year, I think, more consistently has been quite outstanding. From a teammate's point of view, what have you seen within Cam that you think has allowed him to take his game consistently to a really high level?
Yeah, him and Sam Menegola both have really come on the scene and been so consistent for us this year. But for Cam, like, I think just giving him the opportunity to be one of the star midfielders in our team, I think he just hasn't really had that chance. Well, since I've been here, he hasn't had that chance to show his capabilities. And this year, getting a free run at it on the ball, and I think he's taken his game to a new level also. So it's pretty good to watch, and it's pretty good to receive from him.
Brian, a lot's been spoken about resting over the last couple of months, especially with teams going into the hubs. Since you made your debut, you've played essentially 38 games in a row. Any chance of a rest, or are you wanting a rest in the next couple of weeks?
I hope not. I don't know what the coaches were thinking. I'll let them decide on that kind of thing, but I'm just getting my body right for each game, and I've been suited to the short turnaround, so I reckon my body feels better off the four-day break than it did off the nine-day break. So I'm pretty excited to just keep playing, and hopefully they keep picking me and I'm good to go.
Brian, and how are you feeling at the moment? You say they're not too bad, but the way you're playing, you do have to get right up the field. You are that outlet at times we see from, you know, out of the back half. You're feeling like you've got the legs left in you to run out the entire season?
Yeah, definitely. I think over the big pre-season we had and then the extended pre-season, I don't think I could be fitter coming into this little block of games. And that's just because of how much running I had to do from October until April, I think it was. So it was a lot of running sessions I had to get done, and I feel I'm as fit as I could have been. And it's probably the hardest thing to get up for each game through the 4-day break, the mental side of it, but I feel I'm coping with that well at the moment.
Is it good at the moment as well, Brian, when you're walking down to the forward line at the start of the game and you know you've got big Tommy Hawkins in unbelievable form?
Of course it is.
And Brian, you've got the Dogs this week, of course. So what are you looking at from a team point of view to try and, you know, pick apart a team that's back in some sort of form as well.
Yeah, they're looking really good. And I think for us, we pretty much just have to go into it. I think a lot of teams are doing that this year. You kind of just got to back your own method. You haven't got the full week and the full time to worry about other teams as much as other years, and you put more time into it through training and practicing against the way they play, where this week we've pretty much got a captain's run and that's all we've got until the game. So it's more just backing your own game plan in and trusting what you guys do. And if we play well, I do think we can win. And but that's also the risk. If they play well, they can also win. So I think we just get back ourselves in and we just try and play our best.
Grown, we've been sort of speculating a little bit with the Cats over the last few weeks that we feel you're moving the ball a bit quicker and getting the ball in there a bit quicker inside 50 to the likes of Tom, but also yourself and also you've got a number of different players down there inside 50, whether it's Gary Rowan or whoever it is down there. Is that happening? Do you feel that it's been a conscious thing to try and get it in a bit quicker?
Yeah, definitely. I think there was a game against Collingwood where our offense got really halted. But since then, I think we changed a few things and kind of just told everyone, just have the confidence to back your legs and take the game on a bit more. We were a bit conservative during that game, I felt. So since then, I think it's quite changed. Obviously, Hawks hit some rare form, but I think we're complimenting him well around the field. Like Gary Rowan popped up for a lot of goals the last few weeks, but others been doing it the other weeks. And I think the trust that the mids have for us forward is doing really well for the team.
Brian, when you look at your year as a whole, I know you've done a lot of work on your goal kicking over the last few years. This year, though, you're not missing. I don't want to put the moz on you, Brian, but you're in great goal kicking form. But it is credit because I know how hard you actually have worked over the last few years to get that part of your game right.
Yes, thanks, Dono. A lot of the training sessions with me and you down at St Mary's, working on different techniques and what we can do there. But yeah, it's been a lot this year, and I think I've always kind of had the inner confidence in myself to when I go out for a goal that I think I'm going to kick it. It's just sometimes it wasn't going that way, but I feel the more practice I do, the better I'll be, and hopefully I can continue that kind of accuracy.
Grian, thanks very much for your time, mate. Really appreciate it. Good luck tomorrow night. It's certainly a game that I'm looking forward to. I'm not really sure how it's all going to go, but based on the way you're playing at the moment, you're going to be awfully hard to beat, not only tomorrow night, but for the rest of the year. Good luck.
Thanks, guys. See you later.